And are you an owner there at Harvey's Pecans?
Yes. My brother and I are partners.
Sweet. There you go.
Yes, it's a family business.
So just the two of you own it?
Yes. My brother's children, he has three sons, they help us all the time. They are actually partners. They're just not partners on paper.
Gotcha. Not in writing.
Yeah.
Oh, now, tell me a little bit about your all's business and what it is that you guys do.
We process pecans in the fall of the year. We harvest pecans. We have some on our farm, and then we help other farmers process or harvest their pecans, and then we process them, and we do process in accordance with the guidelines required by the state of Missouri.
Great. And is there is that pretty stringent? Are those guidelines pretty stringent for you guys?
They are, and there's new guidelines that are being talked about with the USDA and could be even more stringent.
And how many, do you know about how many other producers that you guys service? Just off the top of your head.
Well, it varies. It varies because we will buy pecans at our facility. Like if you have a couple of trees in your yard and you want to pick them up, we will buy them and process them, or we will just process them for you, and then you can come pick them up.
Very nice. That sounds like a good deal. Are you guys open all year round?
No. We typically operate from October to the first of the year. This year, I think I'm going to be opening in September.
Wow. Getting an early start.
Yes. I have pecans in cold storage people coming through on the Apple Trail, we'll have the opportunity to stop and get Brunswick area pecans.
Very cool. Very cool. You guys are definitely getting ready. How long have you guys been in business?
Harvey and Mary Swan started this business back about 1981. My mother sold pecans back in the 70s. So it's been a family business. My brother and I inherited that property when my mother passed away.
Oh, I see. Okay. Now, you guys, have you been advised already that you guys got the grant funding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I got a value-added grant from MASBA.
And how did you guys hear about the grant, about the money of being available?
I've been working with a couple of people that are familiar with the grant opportunities, and I actually have partnered with a company called Sassafras Valley Consulting, and they actually helped write the grant, and they've been working with me and trying to execute the grant.
And how much did you guys get this year?
We got 37, and I'm trying to remember. I think it was 37.5 or 37.9, and I don't have my paperwork in front of me to give you the exact dollar amount.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
Excuse me, it was 27.5, not 37.5.
27.5?
Yeah.
And
it is on the press release, and I looked at the press release this morning because I also got a copy of the press release, and the number has just escaped me. And you don't know how many times I've looked at that number.
What are you guys planning on doing with that? Where's that going to help you guys out?
There was a specific plan. It was for research. As you know, when you buy products in the grocery store, there has to be certain information on the label. And there's barcodes that most scanners require, or that all scanners require, on pricing your products. And we're going to incorporate the requirements for the packaging. We're using that to do the research for that. My research team is trying to help me do something new, unique, or unusual with the product because we would like to find a niche market. And there's a lot of people who produce pecans, and we're small enough that we have to do something exceptionally well or hit a specialty market, or nobody's going to pay any attention to us.
And do you guys have somebody helping you out with trying to find that market?
Yes, that's part of the research team, and it goes back to Sassafras Valley Consulting helping us.
Okay, sounds good. Wow, you guys got that all planned out. We're going to use that money for. That sounds like it's going to be a great deal. So you guys can sell them in the grocery stores as well.
Yes, that is the plan. Because we do process in accordance with the state of Missouri, then, and because our packaging hopefully will be exactly what is needed to put us into those markets. We should be able to sell without a problem, as well as we also are developing some marketing tools like brochures, some form letters to go out to grocery stores and other markets. And we're looking at advertising on the radio, advertising on TV, and advertising in trade publications. You know, that's part of the research that we're doing on which we will get the most bang for our buck.
And do you guys plan on having that done by the end of the season this year?
Yes. The deadline on the grant, we have to be finished with our final report in October.
Yeah, so you guys better get stepping on it, huh?
Yes, we better.
Now, talking about you guys receiving the grant, what do you think, why do you think that you guys were awarded this grant? I mean, what do you think made your business stand out above all the rest of them?
Well, I think they're taking a serious look at small agricultural venues on what we can do for the economy. And because we're already an established business and we want to revitalize, can we make a difference in our community?
And that's why you think that you guys stood out, as just all of that stuff combined.
Right, because I hope to help other small producers just like us help process their pecans and have a place to market the pecans and take and resell them for them or allow us to buy more so we can help them. And so because of that, that helps the community. And hopefully in the long range would be to create a couple of more jobs in the community. They would be seasonal, but they would at least be jobs.
Right, at least they'd be jobs, exactly. Now, do you guys sell pecans from your location there?
Yes, we do.
You do, okay.
On Highway 24.
Okay, great. I drive by it quite a bit, and I wonder. I don't think you guys are ever open when I drive by late at night. So,
If the lights are on, chances are we would sell you pecans. A lot of times we're washing pecans late at night when we're in the busy part of the season. Or maybe we're cracking pecans if we have a big order to go out. So if the lights are on after 6 o'clock in the evening, stop in. we probably have pecans to sell.
Now, what are your normal operating hours for anybody that wants to stop by?
In the season, we operate from 10 to 6, 7 days a week, except for on Sunday, we operate from about noon to 5.
Fantastic. Now, what advice do you have for other small business owners that are looking for funding from the government?
The grant process is not a fast process, so be patient and take the time to fill out the forms the way they want them to be filled out, because they're looking for something special about your product or about your operation. And so you need to stand out, because they review grant applications all the time, and you have to have something that catches their eye and makes them remember your company name.
Sounds good. Terry, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to me. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about what you guys are planning on doing with the grant, or just about your business in general?
Well, I appreciate the opportunity that you noticed that we were working on something and that we did receive a grant. And I think that if you have the opportunity to thank the MASPA folks, that please take the opportunity to do so.
Absolutely. Again, Terry, thank you for talking to me. And